Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Our Pink Panther theme music means we have another author in studio with us, and we're so thrilled that Judy Kerr is here today. She is going to be at the Bookstube at the Beer Stube on January 16th, and we can't wait to hear all about this upcoming event and learn more about her. Great to see you.
Thanks. Great to see you.
Well, thanks for coming in today. So first of all, you were nervous about coming to the radio. I told you it's just going to be like we're chatting it up. You write mystery novels. You should be nervous about nothing.
Well, I'm also an introvert, so there's that.
Do you think most writers are introverts?
You know, I think to some extent, but I know a few authors that are pretty extroverted, so I don't know. I don't know that it's strictly, but it's a very one person, you're in a room by yourself a lot of times, just you and the keyboard or you and the notebook, whatever right. way you want to write. So
let's tell me a little bit about yourself. I would like to learn more about you as a person and how you got involved in becoming an author.
Well, sure. I'm retired. I worked for 38 years with the federal government, first with the Internal Revenue Service and then 33 years with the Postal Service.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's a long career. And I've always loved reading. As a kid, I loved reading. And
what kinds of books?
As a kid, I read anything. Nancy Drew was
Nancy Drew?
Oh, my gosh, and the Hardy Boys.
Yes.
I was so jealous of my cousin Doug because he got all the Hardy Boys, and my mom wouldn't buy me Hardy Boys. Nancy Drew. So, whenever we go over to his house.
I think those days are over.
Yeah. I'd sneak some Hardy Boys reading in.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So is that where you developed your love of mysteries?
I think so.
Because those were good mysteries.
Yes. They were.
Do they still write those books? Do you know?
I don't know that
the series is ended.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has. But I feel like it's like in reprint almost. It's you see a lot of mention of Nancy Drew and Hardy Boy stuff. So
love it.
Yeah, it's that's kind of where I think my mystery chops came into play. And I've always loved, like I said, I've always loved reading. And as I got older, I thought, well, maybe I could write. And then life gets in the way, and I think it was about 2009. I was still working, and my partner encouraged me to pursue that dream of trying to write, and so I took a class at the Loft in Minneapolis, the Loft Literary Center.
So really, to learn how to write, interesting.
Yeah. And the Loft has many different genres of writing, you know, classes they offer, anything from poetry to YA to mystery to memoir. So I ended up taking a class with Lori Lake, and that's kind of how I launched into the actually writing.
Did you know what kind of books you were interested in writing?
I love crime fiction, and I want it so badly to write crime fiction.
Okay.
I really did. So I took a couple classes with Lori and also with Ellen Hart, who's a local Minnesota author of The Grandmaster. She's so awesome. And from that point, I just kind of worked through and found a good core writing group. Jessie Chandler is a really good friend of mine, and she's part of my writing group, and I just...
You're not an introvert, for crying out
loud. Oh my gosh, I so am. I am so much.
You're seeking out all these people to spend time with, but yet...
Yeah, that's true, but...
So this was 2009. Well, we're in 2020. How did we get here, for crying out loud?
It took me 10 years to write that first book. Seriously.
Okay.
It did. There's a... In November, they have an online group called National Novel Writing Month, where you... The goal is to write 50,000 words in 30 days. And so in 2009, I'll try that. And kind of got the first draft out of a book...
50,000 words is how many pages?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
But I mean, is that half a book? Is it?
For me, it is.
Okay.
But I mean that
so
varies.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Some people write like they think 80 to 90,000 words is a good enough long book.
Okay.
Mine exceeded that, but I'm also very wordy, which can be problematic. But yeah, so in 2009, I did NaNoWriMo and and got through a really, really bad first draft, but then I workshopped it through classes that I took.
How did you know it was bad? Who told you that?
Critiques.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Well, and I did have a pretty bad experience with one person in one of the classes critiquing my stuff. It was kind of a setback, but then I kind of figured, you know, I got to grow a thicker skin if I want to be in this business, kind of. But on the other hand, too, you need to be, you critique, but you want to be careful how you do it. I mean, people have feelings, and I mean, this is a lot of work that they put into it.
So, yes.
I mean, take that into consideration. But I eventually got a pretty good draft down, and with...
Of Black Friday?
Well, interesting that you say that, because it wasn't Black Friday, and it took me a few years going back and forth with Jesse and Lori, who also helped me through the critique process, to determine that the book that I had written actually needed to be book two in a series.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Right? So all this time I'd spent on this, now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to start over.
Yeah, but at least you have the characters.
Right, exactly. And that was half the battle.
But I don't understand that. How did they know that?
Because there's a significant event that happens.
Okay.
That happened pre the book that I was first working on.
Okay.
That needed to be
explored,
and the reader needed to know about it and be in that moment in order for it to be a better story.
And they suggested that you should have more than one book versus putting that part at the beginning of
Correct.
The current book. Oh
yes.
My gosh. Okay.
Yes. And that's great, because
no kidding.
You know, then I now have that draft, which is actually now that we're at the point we're at now is actually going to be book three, not book two.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So right now I am working on book two, and so I have that other.
So you
original.
Have two books before your original book?
Right. So the one that Black Friday that was just published,
yes.
And I'm working on, I guess I can say it safely, the title of book two is going to be Silent Service.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm working on that right now, and then book three will follow that.
So now that you sort of understand the way you write, mm-hmm. is it easier?
I think I'm less fearful, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know that it's easier. Writing is hard work.
I can't imagine.
It's extremely hard work. And sometimes I get in a place where I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, so I kind of have to step back. And also what I found helps me in my writing group is we do what we call brainstorming, where if one of us is stuck at a certain point with the work, you know, in progress that we have, we'll sit down as a group and brainstorm, you know, what would be the best way to go from where we're at, and that helps a lot.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
So your first book was recently published called Black Friday.
Correct.
But this actually is the third book in your head? No. What?
No, it's actually, well, it was actually the second book in my head. So the one that I originally wrote back in 2009 will be the third in the series.
Oh, okay.
So Black Friday was the next one after that, and then, yeah.
So when you wrote, obviously, Black Friday, you knew the ending of Black Friday because it had to fit into book number two. But when you wrote the first book that you wrote, mm-hmm. the book number two in your series, how did you go about that process? Did you know how it was going to end? How do you write? Do you write with an end in sight?
I kind of do.
Okay.
I kind of do. I kind of have an idea what I want the ending to be, but I don't outline. I'm what most writers would call a pantser. I just...
You fly by the seat of your pants?
Fly by the seat of my pants,
crying out loud.
Yes.
So does the story just take you there in your head, or how does that work?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It, you know, as I'm sitting at the computer writing, it's like, okay, that's what I want. And the other thing I do is if I'm out somewhere, if I'm on a walk, if I'm doing something and something comes to me,
right,
I'll send myself an email, you know, note, you know, I want this to happen. I do that a lot. So.
And then your characters, how did you flesh them out? And do you like them?
I do like my characters. I do. Even the bad guys. The bad guys will change from book to book. The protagonist stays the same. My protagonist is a female U.S. postal inspector. And yeah. A lot of procedurals and crime fiction that have to do with law enforcement. You see a lot of FBI or sheriffs or police.
Oh.
I don't know of anybody that's written Postal Inspection Service.
There you go.
And a lot of people don't even know that they're a federal law enforcement agency. So I thought that's unique. So I have that.
Yes. So you're educating also.
Yes. In a way. Yeah.
So you like your protagonist.
I do.
What do you like about her?
I like that she's strong and she holds her own in a male-dominated career. I also like that she has weaknesses and she tries to avoid sharing those weaknesses with her friends, thinking she can do things on her own, and she fails, and she's got to learn to pick herself back up and learn when to ask for help. And
do you think she would be your friend?
I do. I like her, so hopefully she'd like me.
So the event is going to be the Bookstube at the Bear Stube. It's January 16th, and Judy Kerr is going to be there with her book, Black Friday. You're also going to do a little reading or something, aren't you?
If people want me to, I will. I talked to Leslie about that, and she said normally authors don't. We'll play it by ear. If people want to hear a little bit about MC McCall, who's the protagonist, we can do that. Otherwise, I can just jump right into talking about how I started and where she came from and go from there and answer questions people may have.
So you've been to this event before?
I have, yes. I went, I think it was maybe last year. My friend Jesse Chandler was the author, so I was at that event.
Well, it'll be really great. So dinner is at 5:30, and that's on your own, and Judy will speak at 6:30.
Yes.
So the genre that you write in is called mystery crime fiction. What are some other words for that? Because aren't there's some subcategories and stuff?
Right. Well, when you talk about mystery, there are sub-genres of mystery. The cozies, the caper.
What's cozies?
Cozies, like, you know, the Knitting Club mystery series, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's caper,
called cozies.
Capers. Oh. Jesse Chandler writes Capers.
Yep.
Per Shay O'Hanlon. And then you have the hard-boiled, like the Raymond Chandler, that kind of thing. I think mine is a mashup between police procedural, suspense, and mystery. It's kind of a mashup of those. That's the way I see it.
How do you know when your book is done?
That's a good question. For me, it's because I don't outline. I kind of go with the way the characters are flowing, and I actually haven't had to change the ending so far. Of course, I only have the first book, but it's like the spot where I know that we can pick up in the next book in the series at that spot. It's got to be a place where
you can pick. A clean cut, kind of?
Yes. Okay. Kind of a cliffhanger. And you know more is going to come, but it's got to be a clean cut, yes.
So you mentioned that you are not an outliner.
I don't.
So what does that mean, please?
That means that, well, I have author friends that do outline, and they have very extremely
detailed, like detailed, chapter one, yes, is going to be this, ABC.
Chapter one, you know, scene one, yeah.
Oh.
I just kind of, in fact, I had a problem deciding where chapters would end, you know, because I'd get writing and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, we have to cut it off and end a chapter. And so for me, you know, that's how I work best, not having a strict detailed outline.
And how about your writing? You are not working full time anymore.
No.
So you have more time, obviously.
I do.
To devote. But is that good or bad?
I think it's good because I can set my day works best. If I have things, appointments or whatever, I can, you know, get those done. Or if I want to spend the entire day just writing, I can do that.
And where do you like to write?
I have a little office space at home. We live in a loft in Northeast Minneapolis, and we have the space that we call the office/bike shop because my partner bike commutes. So half of that space is bike repair stuff and bike racks and stuff, and the other half is my desk, and I have a desktop computer and shelves and all that for my reference material, and I write there, but I also like to get out, and Jesse and I will meet when we can for sessions at the Caribou Coffee Shop up in Monticello, because Jesse's in St. Joe now, so it's kind of like a halfway point for us to meet, and then we can both sit and work on our stuff, which I find, I love being able to say, hey, what do you think about this? Having somebody right there I can bounce stuff off of.
And you don't find that distracting that you're at Caribou?
Not so much, no. If I did it all the time, maybe, but just the, once a week or once every couple of weeks that we meet, it works really well.
So tell us about the process of getting your book published.
Well, normally a writer will have to go through the query. Some do agents, some just query directly to publishers. I happen to be lucky enough to know Lori Lake, who decided to start her own publishing business. And she actually, sat and talked to me and said, hey, I would like to publish your book when it's ready. And I'm yes, of course. Like, my writing career was launched by taking classes with you. And actually, the name of her publishing company is Launch Point Press. So how apropos is that?
I agree. How lovely.
Yeah, well, good. She's great.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. So people have an opportunity to come out and meet you and to get your book, I hope.
Yes. You're going to have absolutely. Some. I will have books there for sale.
Excellent. Will you autograph them?
Yes, I will.
Oh,
I'm happy to do
like that as well. Judy Kirsch, she will be at the Bookstube at the Beerstube event, and that event will be January 16th. At the Hastings Beer Stube, come for dinner on your own at 5:30 p.m. And then Judy will speak. We don't know what she's going to speak about, but she will be there speaking around 6:30. We're so excited for you. The book is called Black Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Really nice to meet you. Congratulations.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes, so exciting. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.